By playing the National Lottery, you raise £30 million every week for good causes. £30 million. That can build 1 million bee hotels to help the environment. Actually, shouldn't they be called B&Bs instead? Every week, you raise £30 million for good causes. The National Lottery. Your numbers make amazing happen. Players must be 16 or over.
Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi there, Kelly.
Hello.
So you'd be happy to hear that I'm still here. Everything's fine. I tried cutting my dog's nails yesterday, and
That could be dicey.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you do it yourself or you have a groomer do it. But
no, we have the groomers do it because we know how violently our dogs hate that. And they're little, but they're strong.
See, here's the thing. Like, when I got my dog Fiona, who's a big, like, 60-pound mutt. But when she was a puppy, you know, we read these books. It was like, hey, you know, if you don't want your dog to freak out when you cut its nails, you know, introduce it at an early age. Make sure you massage their paws. Make sure you make it an enjoyable experience for them, whatever, blah, 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 all that. So, you know, do it for a while. Cut the quick one time, which is, you know, that the little, like, you know, I guess, I don't know, fleshy stuff on the inside of their nails. That
yes, if you the cut fleshy them, stuff. Yes.
Yeah, if you cut them too low, then it bleeds, and I guess it hurts. And so did that one time, and that was it. Like, she freaks out every single time now. And so,
well, I would too.
And so her nails are so, like, thick and big that it's hard to get the clipper around them. Like, yeah. They're so big. And so, I need to probably just have, like, and, you know, I looked and I saw that there are a couple different ways that you can do it. One is, you can get a grinder, like, and you can buy a grinder, like, online,
yeah.
And you can just grind them down. And I was like, oh, well, that
works for us because they're less sharp.
Right. And you don't have to worry about, like, cutting anything. It just grinds it down. And so I was like, okay, yeah. But then I'm thinking, there's no way she's going to sit there and allow the grinder with its noise to sit there and gnaw away at her nails. So
it does take longer.
Oh man, it's just it's one of those
struggle,
things.
I know.
The struggle is so real.
What color are her claws?
Yeah, they're dark. They, yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah, see that we have the little black claws too, and there's like no way you can even see the quick. So
right,
nope.
Right.
Nope.
Now when I cut my cat's nails, you know, I've got four cats that I can do all of them without the use of gloves or any protective gear, except for one. There's one of our cats, Maeve, who is like a wiry little squirrel who will attack, claw, like, she would literally cut you in half if she could. So I have to get on, like, a denim jacket. I wear workman's leather gloves when I pick her up, and then it's got to be my wife and I have to do it at the same time. So I have to, like, hold her and contain each paw for her to actually cut each nail. And cat nails are a lot easier because they're very light and you can
they're
see
thinner,
the quick.
Yeah.
And they're thinner. Yeah, for sure. Anyways, I didn't know I was going to...
The struggle of pet ownership.
I didn't know I was going to dive into cutting nails at this point, but... It was obviously weighing on my mind heavy.
Of course.
Yeah. So today on the show, another opportunity for you at 7 and at 9 and then again at 11, 1, 3, and 5 to get in on the DJX Chopper Shopper. Okay. So that's exciting and fun. Hooking you up with that. Got this week. Next week is Thanksgiving, which is amazing to me to think about.
I know. I've been like... thrown off by the fact that that is next week.
I know.
I mean, it's a good thing.
It is. But it is next week. So we've got a couple more weeks of getting in on the Chopper Shopper is my whole point before we get a winner. And the chopper will fly edit drive on December 5th. So there you go. First Saturday in December is kind of our traditional chopper shopper date. So all of that and Craigslist misconnections and Facebook, feel good stories. I mean, we got it all. We got it all today. So do a little feel good story coming up here next.
Awesome way to start.
Yes. We go from cutting your dog's nails to feel good stories.
Excellent.
Yes, excellent.
What a Wednesday!
The weekend, 99.7 EJX. Kelly K.
So that's kind of interesting. There's a bunch of companies kind of teaming up with Walmart to give away free Thanksgiving meals. Butterball, Campbell's, Coca-Cola, and Ibotta are joining Walmart.
All right.
To give millions of shoppers a delicious and free meal.
Nice.
Going on now through Thanksgiving. Yeah. They're doing it in locations nationwide. You got to download the Ibotta app or download their web browser extension. Click on the free Thanksgiving dinner offer and then shop for your Thanksgiving items at any Walmart or online at walmart.com. Once you buy that, scan your receipt into Ibotta or link your Walmart grocery account, verify the purchases, and there you go. And here's the thing. The free items, Campbell's condensed cream of mushroom soup, 2-liter bottle of Coke, all varieties of Butterball 3-pound turkey roast.
Okay.
McCormick turkey gravy seasoning packet.
Okay.
French's crispy onions. You know, green bean casserole.
Right.
You do get great value frozen green beans. You get stuffing, cranberry sauce, and instant mashed potatoes.
Look at that.
So that's fun, right? That's a feel good.
All right.
Free Thanksgiving dinner.
I like it.
Yeah. We'll tweet out the story so you know all the details at Ben and Kelly Show.
Social media at Ben and Kelly Show. I don't know if you logged on to Twitter and you're like, what's this? So on the heels of Instagram update, where the Instagram layout's completely different, Twitter decides, hey, I want to be a part of that too. And they do an update where, you know, everybody has been screaming forever to Twitter that, hey, let's get an edit button just in case, you know, we tweet something out and we realize there's a grammatical error. We can go back and we can fix it. Twitter for a long time has said, no, there's no edit button because we want it to be in the moment, all that stuff. Okay, great. So they really.
So we want you to stay stupid in the moment. Like if you can't spell, realize it.
Yeah.
You
can't fix it without just deleting the entire tweet. So now you log on to Twitter and they've got their own version of stories now. So all social media seems to be following one another where, you know, first it was kind of Snapchat that had the disappearing stories, you know, every 24 hours. Then Instagram was like, hey, we kind of want to do that. And so they did it. And then Facebook followed suit. And now Twitter with Fleets, F-L-E-E-T-S, has disappearing 24-hour stories on your timeline.
Okay, I can't find it. Is it in the more? No?
Well, I don't know
I'm
if it's on
Twitter
the
right now.
Well, I don't know if it's on the desktop version. I know it's on the app version. So I'm on the app version. And right at the very top, you see, I guess, I don't know how they categorize your followers into groups, but it shows the people with stories just like you do on Instagram, just like you do on Facebook. You see the little circles with the blue circle around it that indicates that there's a new story available, and you can click on it, and it displays just like everybody is used to. But as I said, there's literally no differentiation now between the different social medias. Like Facebook was good for one thing, Snapchat was good for another thing, Instagram was good for one thing, Twitter was good for another thing. You know, TikTok is good for something. Now they're all trying to do the same thing.
Wow. I still don't see it. I'm on the app now. I don't get it.
All right. Well, maybe you haven't updated. The app hasn't updated for you.
Oh, maybe. Because I'm not on the Twitter all that much.
Yeah. So if you log on and you see that, know that, yes, Twitter did purposefully make this change. But everybody is like, hey, we just wanted an edit button. And Twitter's like, yeah, cool. We hear you. Here's Fleets. Enjoy. Yeah. Enjoy.
Here's nothing like what you asked for.
Exactly. So anyways, at Ben and Kelly Show if you want to follow on Twitter. Setting the bar, small examples, what not to do. Florida, you're making the show. Congratulations. If you can manage to make it through the day without strapping a utility pole that you just stole to the roof of your Camry, then you're doing okay.
I'm sorry, back the Camry up. Why are we taking a pole? What are we going to do with that? Are they hot at the pawn shops? What's happening?
Again, I don't know what it is about light poles in Florida that has everybody all up in arms, but Doug couldn't help himself from WFLA.
Douglas Allen Hatley of Lakeland had this massive utility pole strapped to the roof of his car, taking it to a recycling facility. But when he got to that recycling facility, they say that he couldn't turn it in to recycle the massive pole, that is, because he didn't have proper documentation for it. So he's
so
like...
a wooden pole, I guess, or is it a metal pole?
Oh, it's a metal pole. And he's like, hey, I got this. Can I recycle it and turn it in for some money?
How much is that going to be?
Yeah, and they're like, do you have paperwork for this pole that
says this is your pole?
Yeah, that's strapped to your Toyota Camry. Doug didn't have it. And so poor Doug then got arrested and charged with theft as well as dealing in stolen property. So, again.
Is this happening a lot in Florida? Are people taking poles? Kelly, you gotta recycle them for money?
This is our second story of the year about someone stealing a light pole out of Florida.
Huh. You know what? I'm kind of impressed because I feel like those poles are anchored pretty well in the ground.
Yes.
Like, I'd like to see the logistics, the video of them like getting it out of the earth.
And then strapping it to the car. Yeah, exactly. So, again, Florida, congratulations. You made the show. If you can manage to make it through the day without strapping a stolen utility pole to the roof of your Camry, you're doing okay.
I mean, let's be real. Doug deserves some kudos if he pulled that off all by himself. That seems like you'd need a crew.
Yeah, you're right.
It looks like Doug just was a solo project. He went through all that effort.
We should be patting Doug on the back and saying, good job, bud.
He's a hard worker. He's putting in the time, right?
He's just using his energy for the wrong reasons. So
yeah, let's refocus the energy. That's all.
There you go. Florida making the show here on 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, home of the DJX Chopper Shopper. We'll get you in to win here in just a sec. But we do have a brand new sexiest man alive. Yeah. Hey.
Your excitement level was stellar.
Thank you.
That's great.
Jimmy Kimmel was a part of the announcement where he allowed audience members to actually guess who the sexiest man alive was from People Magazine.
Sure. Is it Michael B. Jordan?
Michael B. Jordan. Is it correct?
Are you Michael B. Jordan?
This is very similar to what's the show with Nick Cannon?
The Masked Singer.
Yes.
So this is the Masked Sexiest Man.
Yes, the Masked Sexiest Man Alive.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, there it is! Sexiest Man Alive! Michael B. Jordan, 33 years old. He is the title holder of the Sexiest Man Alive. He takes it from, who was it, John Legend last year, I think. So, there you go.
He said the women in his family are very happy.
Yeah,
that his grandma used to subscribe to it.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. This one's going to be celebrated.
That's cool. So, there you go. We do this every hour. Kelly K.
We got to shine the bright spotlight of success on a local kid who's super duper smart.
From WDRB.
A big congratulations go out to a St. Francis High School student. Drew Siciliano just got a 36 on his ACT.
Wow.
Just in case you don't know, that is a perfect score. He's been learning online since March, and although he hasn't been able to visit any colleges, he's already applied to several, with his top choice being the University of Notre Dame.
All right, wow, look at that. The Golden Domers.
I tell you what, that'd be a great school. He credits its teachers for their emphasis on teaching me how to learn. That helped me reason out ACT questions I hadn't seen before. So he says he plans on majoring in aerospace engineering.
Wow.
So yeah, you got to do something like that when you're that smart.
That's pretty cool. Good job.
Just to put it in perspective, just 0.2% of 1% of students who take the ACT earn a top score.
I didn't break a 30, so way to go.
This year, 1.9 million high schoolers took the exam. Only 3,760 got the 36.
Ah, good for him.
So, yeah, super smart kid. We'll tweet out the story at Ben and Kelly Show.
Now, we're seeing that Dolly Parton has donated $1 million to the Vanderbilt Research Company, that eventually came up with that vaccine for Moderna. So now fans are jokingly crediting Dolly Parton with curing the coronavirus.
She's a national treasure.
I mean,
let's just be honest.
Let's just say, I mean, we should have looked at Dolly this entire time. So I guess like earlier this year, she donates $1 million to Vanderbilt towards the research and to encourage people that can afford to make donations. That's what she had said earlier this year on Instagram. And according to the New England Journal of Medicine, the donation made by Dolly and the work done by researchers at Vanderbilt during the trial phases directly led to Moderna announcing that it had produced the coronavirus vaccine that's 95% effective. Dolly Parton rolling in to, I don't know,
save 2020.
Maybe she was very
give her, a cape and call her Captain COVID. We got her.
Yeah,
that's great.
She, as always, Dolly being very humble.
Well, that's what I heard. I only heard that this morning on my way over here, and I thought, well, praise the Lord that I'm just so happy that anything that I've done could help in any way. If I had anything to do with it, then that's great.
I mean, Dolly,
she's
just
so sweet.
I know, just so humble. And oh, you mean the donation I made helped cure coronavirus? Okay. I mean, I think it's pretty cool that who knows if that directly led to anything, but it sure looks that the donation made certainly helped the researchers, and so that's what fans are saying. They're hey. She is.
Give her all the credit. I'm fine with it.
Can we call it the Dolly Parton cure?
I think so.
Can we just go ahead and name it the Dolly Parton cure?
Say she saved the day. I like it.
I don't know. If it works, then let's do it. All right. So, anyways, coming up next, it is when you think you've found love and you just have no way of actually getting back in touch with that person in the moment. And so what you need to do is you need to go to Craigslist to the misconnection section and type up a little love poem in the hopes that they'll see it. And then you can reconnect. What Kelly,
this could be your path to happily ever after.
Yes. And what Kelly and I do is we scour the internet for these examples and we just bring them to life.
We spend hours upon hours upon hours in the darkest corners of the web.
Yeah, you don't want to see our internet searches for this.
No, you don't.
Kelly, would you like to give them just a hot tease?
A hot tease. All right. Well, the last couple of weeks, I'll say the titles have been pretty spot on. Can I give you both the titles? Because I feel like they're both equally as magical. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I swallowed your eyeball.
Okay.
And your dog barfed in my purse. Magic's going to happen.
Wow.
Magic is going to happen.
Okay. Okay.
And you might want to get up on the Facebooks. You can see it happening.
I kind of want to know more. That's Craigslist Misconnections coming up next.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Can I go first?
I think you should.
Okay. This is titled, I Swallowed Your Eyeball.
Wait a second. Out the gate, I have questions. I have questions.
Man for woman. I was the guy with the long black hair wearing the Bass Pro trucker hat who came to the small party you were at last week.
Okay.
You were in the kitchen showing everyone your glass eye while singing Eye of the Tiger and making growling noises.
Wow, Majesty's what a picture that is already painted.
I know, probably standing on a chair with her eyeball out. Okay. I watched you with fascination as you showed everyone how easily you could pop it out and pop it back in.
Oh my God.
You showed us how you would clean it by sticking it in your mouth before putting it back in your head.
Oh,
that can't be sanitary. I don't think that's the recommended method of cleaning that.
That was extremely hot.
What?
Anyway, at one point, you came running out of the kitchen saying you dropped your eyeball and couldn't find it, so you wanted us to all look. I wanted to be your knight in shining armor, so I started the hunt for your eyeball.
Oh, wow.
Well, after a good 10 minutes of searching, I found that slimy little sucker behind the dog bowl.
Oh, wow. Yay, good news. Oh, okay.
Once I held it in my hand, I felt an overwhelming sensation and I knew what I had to do.
No, no you don't. No, no you don't. What's he doing?
I tossed that sucker in my mouth to clean it.
No, he did not. Oh my God. And, it was by the dog bowl.
And,
oh my God.
Well, I must have been too excited because I accidentally swallowed it. Dang, probably choked. I was pretty embarrassed, so I just left the party.
Oh, yeah, I probably would have too. Okay.
It took several days, but I have your eyeball again.
Oh, my God. He pooped it out.
I don't know how it came out, but it did. I'd love to see you again, but don't know your name or where you live. Otherwise, I'd look you up.
Oh, wow.
If you see this, tell me what animal you have tattooed on your lower back.
It's probably a tiger, right?
I mean, that makes a little bit of sense, I guess. Tiger the... Wow.
That music.
I don't even know.
That's great.
Oh. I don't even know where to go with this.
And listen, I feel like we put on 15 pairs of gloves to touch that thing again. We're no longer cleaning it in our mouth after all of that, right?
Okay.
Oh, God.
It's Craigslist.
I don't think it gets better.
Oh, okay.
This one's a woman for man. Your dog barfed in my purse.
Okay.
Here we go.
I'm intrigued.
You were the athletic bearded guy throwing the frisbee with your dog at the park last weekend.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Benji, where were you last weekend?
Wow.
I was the woman wearing the legging with the cute but psycho sweatshirt walking the track.
Cute but psycho is on her shirt. I love it.
That is a fantastic piece for your wardrobe. I enjoyed watching you while I listened to my true murder podcast, thinking of scenarios where you would have to save me from being murdered.
Oh, okay.
That's aggressive. I was lost in my own world of fantasy when your frisbee came out of nowheres and hit me directly in the thigh.
Ouch.
The sting from the frisbee, along with your dog running up on me at 1,000 miles per hour, startled me and I fell over screaming like I was being attacked.
Oh, no.
Help!
Oh, no.
Help me! You were so nice to come running over to check on me. I was embarrassed, but you had me lit like a bonfire. Woo!
Oh, all right.
And like the gritty detective coming to the rescue of the heroine, you helped me to my feet.
Aw, what a nice guy.
That's when, in the excitement of it all, your dog decided to throw up in my purse that was still on the ground.
Oh, my God.
Let's hope it wasn't like a designer one. I mean, that would be tough to clean.
Oh, my God.
You apologized and offered to have it cleaned, but I told you not to worry. I'd return the favor sometime.
What?
What does that mean?
What does she mean by that?
Is she going to puke on him? I don't understand.
Is she going to barf in his purse?
I don't know. You look confused, apologized again, and ran out of my life.
Oh, no.
Listen, if you see this, I decided I would like to return the favor, if you know what I mean. What does she mean?
We don't know what you mean, ma'am.
I don't understand.
We don't know.
I don't think he wants puke.
No. Leanne texts in and says, that's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, Larry says, oh, dear Lord, I thought it was weird before today, but this just blew the previous shows out of the water. Yeah.
Yeah, when you're searching for the woman whose eyeball you swallowed and for the guy in your murder mystery fantasy, sometimes you have to go to Craigslist for that.
You left out a part. You swallowed her eye and pushed it out.
Yes, I purposefully left that out.
Okay, sorry.
All right.
I get caught up in details.
This has been Craigslist Missed Connection.
Oh, God.
Stop. stuff always fascinates me. Every now and then, you'll see old photographs, like black and white old photographs that are like uncovered from some archive or like an old painting that shows something that maybe shouldn't be there, like a UFO or an alien or a time traveler or something like that. Well,
I think there's also been proof that Jay-Z and Justin Timberlake were time travelers.
And Pharrell Williams as well.
Yeah, Pharrell, yes.
So this painting was discovered. It's called The Expected One. It was painted back in 1860. It basically just shows a woman off to church holding a little prayer book in her hand. And she is kind of in a meadow, and there's a guy that's kind of off to the side. And so where does the time traveler part come into play?
Yeah, where's the evidence?
So the evidence seems to be what she's holding in her hand. Now, the researchers, historians are saying, okay, this woman is going to church.
Holding a prayer book.
Holding a little prayer book in her hands. Now,
maybe a little Bible.
Everybody who's seen this since is like, no, she's definitely on her iPhone. So you look at this, and now if that's kind of your...
She's swiping on Tinder.
Yeah, like, how is she getting Wi-Fi, for one? Because I don't think there were 5G towers back in 1860.
No, I'm fairly confident there were not.
There was probably no cell service. But, you know, again, if she's a time traveler, maybe she's got that figured out. Or maybe she's got that robust plan that covers not only, you know, dead spots, but also covers time travel. But anyways, this we've tweeted it out. You can see it for yourself. But it does look like a very, it looks like it's the size of now what your iPhone, your cell phone would be in her hand.
This is so comical. I love it.
I know. I mean, obviously, it's, I mean, well, maybe not obviously, because we're talking about it.
It's a prayer book. They said it's a prayer book.
Take a look at it yourself.
Listen, unless I can see the screen and I can see the icons and see all the apps,
Kelly,
I'm not believing it.
The artist isn't going to get into that much detail when they're painting.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
They're not going to put...
Because the artist is lazy?
The artist is like, well, I don't necessarily know what Instagram is, so I'm just going to try to paint this app as best as I can. No, it's just the back of her iPhone is what everybody's saying it looks like she's holding.
It looks like a book.
So anyways, you can see it at Ben and Kelly Show. We've tweeted it out. Like I said, I love seeing these sort of like time traveler in the past sort of stories pop up every now and then. You know, just about a couple times a year we get them. But yes, as you said earlier, Jay-Z, Justin Timberlake, Pharrell Williams, they've all been depicted as being
all
time
been
travelers.
Yes. Way back then.
Yes. So the latest evidence up at Ben and Kelly Show. 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. And we're looking for families that could use a little help this Christmas, this holiday, and maybe don't ask for a lot in return. It's the Christmas Wish with Collins Auto Group and a bunch of other sponsors that are jumping on board to help provide Christmas for 5 families here in the Kentuckiana area. So you just go to the website and nominate them. That's all you need to do. WDJX.com and then click on Christmas Wish and get that nomination in. Hey, remember how on, what day is today? Is it Wednesday? Remember how on Monday we were talking about that woman who was embarrassed because her dog, or she blamed her dog on the smell that was coming from her body.
Her.
Yeah. On a date with her boyfriend. And she was like, I wasn't really ready to admit to my boyfriend that I passed gas, right?
Do it.
So it's funny that we talked about that on Monday, because today this Reddit thread is kind of going viral of, it's a cake that a boyfriend made celebrating her farting in front of him for the first time.
That's so precious. Congratulations on your first fart.
Yeah.
It's an adorable cake.
It's a sponge cake and it's decorated with like a cartoonish like girl, you know, going oops, and you can kind of see like glitter coming from, you know, her backside.
Of course.
And it says,
that's what happens.
And it says, Courtney's first fart on November 8th of 2020.
Oh, wow. That should be documented. Yes.
How great is that?
That is a memory for them as a couple.
I mean, that's like, you know what?
Do you celebrate that anniversary every year?
Yeah. Here's the thing. I don't think you can, because guys have trouble remembering all the little anniversaries that there are in a relationship, you know, from the first date to the first kiss to the first, you know, everything else.
The engagement. We celebrate our engagement anniversary and the wedding anniversary, and that's about it.
Okay. Yeah, see,
I don't think either one of us really remember anything else.
Yeah, my wife and I, we kind of like tip the hat on our first date anniversary, our first date-iversary.
Okay.
And we just celebrate our wedding anniversary, and that's about it. We don't celebrate like
wouldn't celebrate your engagement. I don't think we do that.
Yeah, we don't celebrate necessarily our engagement anniversary, which
we're already celebrating it as April Fool's Day.
Yeah, so. I mean, that's one of those instances where there is already a holiday on the engagement day. So there's no need to really.
No need to
celebrate.
I mean, my engagement happened on Groundhog's Day, but we're still going to mark it though.
Yeah, well, yeah, yours it was on a holiday too. So
yeah.
Courtney's first fart. We'll tweet the link out to the Reddit thread. It's pretty funny. You can see it. At Ben and Kelly Show. Coming up, a feel-good story. We do these every single hour here on 99.7 DJX. Kelly K.
I'm calling this a feel-good.
Okay.
Because it's like a pint of frosting. I mean...
Are you talking about Cinnabon?
Yes, I'm talking about Cinnabon. Oh, my. This is genius. Cinnabon is selling their frosting by the pint. Yes. It's limited edition.
Uh-huh.
Available in the bakeries and with delivery. But, I mean, they're also suggesting, and this is also genius, that you put it on your sweet potatoes.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I mean, yes. I mean, your Thanksgiving meal just got amped up. Son,
or you add it to just your normal cinnamon rolls,
and
make them Cinnabon like quality.
I mean, can you imagine the possibilities of everything you can put this on, or just directly into your mouth?
I was gonna say
from the pint to your mouth, spoonful.
Eat it with a spoon.
Yes, I'm calling that a feel good.
Well, where can you get this?
At the bakeries and with delivery, Cinnabon. There you go.
They'll deliver it to you? Wow.
Yeah, well, yeah.
All right.
Apparently.
All right.
That's what they said.
Okay. So I trust you.
I didn't know that you could get Cinnabon delivered, but you know what? The Lord blesses us in the most unexpected ways.
Yeah, we're living in a delivery sort of world right now where...
We are. They're probably on like DoorDash, Grubhub, something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I'm all about that.
Cinnabon icing in the pint.
Okay.
It's a feel good.
That's your feel good. We do these
it's
every hour.
Feel good.
Here on 99.7 DJX. We ran across this thread of Thanksgiving fails, and I thought it was funny, where people are either trying to cook Thanksgiving dinner for the family for the first time and failing at something, or just something happens during Thanksgiving that's just kind of a fail. And I thought it was kind of fun. I don't know if you've got any stories or not. If you do, feel free to share them at Ben and Kelly Show or 502-571-9970. But the one that I'll pass along, it reads, days before my wife and I got married, I was invited to my future in-laws for Thanksgiving dinner. We all brought something. I volunteered to bring a Caesar salad. Called the restaurant, and they actually gave me the recipe. Called for 5 cloves of garlic. But at the time, I didn't know the difference between a clove of garlic and the entire bulb of garlic.
Oh, that's a lot of garlic.
I'll never forget the look on my future father-in-law's face when he tried to eat that thing I created. Wow, that's tart, he said.
That's tart.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, when you mistaken 5 cloves of garlic for the entire bulb, that is insane. Could you imagine how much garlic he put in that salad?
Oh, well, that's just a lot. And I love me some garlic, but that's aggressive. That's
now,
too aggressive.
You know, I was thinking about like my own family, and have there been any like fails around Thanksgiving when it comes to my family? Now, I do remember one year we all got sick after eating the stuffing because it was undercooked and we got kind of food poisoning. So
Stuffing was undercooked?
Yeah, I do remember that because it was in the turkey and it didn't get cooked all the way or whatever. Several of us got sick, and that was kind of growing up. But then, unrelated to food, I do remember one year where my younger sister, she decided she was going to dye her hair. She was going to dye it, maybe blonde or something. And it was that Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Well, something messed up with her hair color, and it turned out green.
Oh, no.
And so she...
Oh, that's the worst.
And so she had green hair for our Thanksgiving dinner with the entire family. And it was kind of a, quote, hashtag Thanksgiving fail at our house.
There are a couple of times where you don't experiment with things like that, which is when before you're going to get some important pictures made,
mm-hmm.
Before weddings, and probably before big family gatherings where there's going to be pictures.
I know. So yeah,
that will be documented forever.
Yeah, green hair, but I can't believe literally next week at this time, you're going to be getting your body in that condition and just getting ready for. The meal. And, you know, whatever the meal is going to look like this year, whether you're going to be with just a smaller group of, you know, that inner circle of family members, which is probably going to be the case for a lot of you, or like my family is trying to do, they are all setting up kind of a Zoom later in the day where everybody's going to be on kind of a video chat later in the day for Thanksgiving. So I would imagine... plenty of fails could come from that sort of experiment.
That should be fun.
This year as well. So,
See, just to kind of safeguard me from doing any sort of a fail, I just kind of entertain people and I'm on cleanup crew. That way I'm not going to mess anything up. I know my strengths and my weaknesses.
Right. Right. You're like, okay, you're all going to have to bring stuff. I'm not going to cook anything. I will cook the green bean.
Now he's good. He can do that.
Well, see, there you go.
Let him work his magic.
You are a perfect duo there.
Thank you. It's yin and yang.
It is the yin and yang for sure. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We'll get to a little bit of sports. Sports. First of all, today is the day the NBA draft is happening. So Louisville guard Jordan Nwora, he has declared for the 2020 NBA draft back in April of this year, I believe. So he is looking to go pretty high on the list for the draft. Of course, the Minnesota Timberwolves, I think, get the first pick, followed by the Golden State Warriors. So... I don't think he's going to go number one, but he is a Cardinal that is highly being looked at. Therese Maxey for UK, the Wildcats, is another prospect for the NBA draft today, the NBA draft happening here. In other sports news, oh, would you look at that? The Louisville City FC went ahead and changed their logo.
Yes. Now, will the fans approve? By the way, Joey Wagner tweeted out the video kind of unveiling it. It looks pretty amazing.
Oh,
very
yeah.
Very cinematic.
Mm-hmm.
But it's basically the design now is like three fleur-de-lis underneath Louisville City on the crest.
Yeah, I'm kind of cool with it. And I like how they also... It's very symbolic, and it's close to the Racing Louisville Football Club, the women's professional soccer club in town. So it's very similar to that crest as well. And that was on purpose. A lot of fans did comment on that. But if you go to Facebook...
Are they mad? Are they fighting again?
I mean,
are they not approving?
Listen, I think the reception this time, because remember, it was a year ago that they released the last logo change.
And it was not well received.
It was not well received. Everybody was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And so Louisville City FC was like, okay, all right. Well,
all right, we hear you.
We'll go back to the drawing board. It's okay. And so they go back
Can I just go on record and say I liked the original? Like, why mess with the original when it was really nice and it got them the success that they've been enjoying? I mean,
well,
if you're superstitious at all, there are people that don't change their socks or anything. They do the same things. It's like, let's keep the crest.
Well, one of the things
was with us when we were successful
that they were saying is that Louisville wasn't spelled out in the old crest. It was Lou City, where it's Louisville City FC. And so they wanted to make sure that they had Louisville spelled out in this new design. And so just a quick peruse on Facebook, and it's like, you know, Randy R, please fire whoever marketing agency you've hired for these two designs. This is so plain for likely what you paid for it.
It's very simplistic. I'll say that.
And that's
it's a
fine.
Simplistic design.
And that's fine. You know what? Give it, just marinate in it. Marinate in it. You know, if there's one thing that we've learned about humans is that we hate change. Anything change, but change is inevitable. Change happens. And it's just,
I fight it every day.
It's how you adapt to change. It's how successful you're going to be and how well you're going to move forward. So,
like,
you know,
Randy, I don't like it. Put it back
the way it was. So anyways, so there you go. There's some sports news. Sports. Here on 99.7 DJX. Michael B. Jordan just announced as the People Magazine's sexiest man alive. He takes over for John Legend, who won it last year. George Clooney, forget what year he won it. I don't really keep track.
Oh, he's won it, I think, a couple of times. It's been a long time, though.
Yeah, yeah. So he's an Oscar winner. So here's why I bring him up. Because there was a rumor back a while ago, one of his friends a few years ago, like Randy Gerber, he told reporters that George Clooney had invited their group of friends over for dinner one time and then just surprised them each with a suitcase containing $1 million in cash.
Yeah, there were 14 of them. Randy Gerber, if you don't know, for context, was one of his partners in Casamigos, the tequila that they sold for like $1 billion. But this happened way before that happened. He's also Cindy Crawford's husband.
Yeah. And so, you know, at the time, George wasn't married. He didn't have kids or anything like that. And so that was just kind of like one of those urban legends of, man, did he really just like give him a big, you know, suitcase full of cash, $1 million.
Well, you know it was true, but he's now just talking about why he did that.
Yeah, and so basically, George Clooney's all like, I just thought that, you know, hey, if I get, you know, if I die, if I get hit by a bus, they're all in the will, so why am I waiting to get hit by a bus to give them money from my will? I'll just give it to them now.
You know what? All of those guys, all 14 of them, at some point helped him out over a period of like 35 years in one way or another. He said, I slept on their couches when I was broke. They loaned me money when I was broke. They helped me when I needed help over the years. So, you know, he said, I wouldn't have any of this without them, support crew.
And this just in, we're not best friends with George Clooney.
Yeah, no.
No, we did not.
I feel like it's too late now to get in the best friend group, too.
No, definitely not.
And I don't
not.
Think he's going to be repeating it because he does have twins now and a family and, you know,
yeah,
stuff
I
like
think
that.
Some sort of gift like that, you gotta get the approval of your spouse to drop something like that once you get married.
1,000%. Yes. But like you said, he thought, you know, in back in the day, I mean, he was a bachelor for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody thought he was ever going to get married.
Right.
He didn't think he was ever going to get married or have a family. So why not? I mean, his friends were his family.
Man, pays. Look at that.
He did.
Pretty cool story there. George Clooney, former sexiest man alive. I don't know. Do you lose the title or do you just like put it as a notch in your belt? And
I feel like you're in the club. In the club, you're always in the club.
So it's like a fraternity. So, yeah.
Exactly.
You're in the club, you're in the club. All right. Well, that's good. So George Clooney there, sexiest man alive, giving his friends, 14 friends, $1 million in a briefcase, which now we finally learned why he decided to do that. Because he's rich. That's why.
Well, yes.
He's rich.
He could just give away $14 million
right.
at the time.
Right. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We are about a week away from Thanksgiving, where it's just kind of crazy to think about how long this year has been, yet all of a sudden here we are, a week from Thanksgiving. We're about 30-some days away from Christmas and then 2021, where hopefully if, you know, things continue down the path, you know, Moderna and Pfizer and all these companies that are now getting good, I guess, results on a coronavirus vaccine, that we will start to see the end of these lockdowns and these, you know, the pandemic. But there's one person that I think we should probably all thank if a true vaccine comes around.
She's an American treasure.
And that person is Dolly Parton.
Oh, yeah.
Dolly Parton, the quintessential, awesome, like, you know, I mean, heck, she's got an entire city named after her in Tennessee, for goodness sakes, right? So,
as she should.
Right.
Because, again, treasure.
Back in April, donated $1 million to research being done at Vanderbilt University. And that research, according to the New England Journal of Medicine, was helped basically lead to Moderna announcing that it had produced a coronavirus vaccine that is nearly 95% effective. So if this all goes well and there is awesome. A vaccine, let's all look at Dolly Parton and say thank you. Thank you to Dolly.
That's great. Sparky, I'm going to let you try it first. You tell me how that goes.
Okay, well, Dolly Parton is obviously always humble.
Well, that's what I heard. I only heard that this morning on my way over here, and I thought, well, praise the Lord that I'm just so happy that anything that I've done could help in any way. If I had anything to do with it, then that's great.
There you go. Dolly, ever humble.
Praise the Lord.
I know. Well, looky there. Who knew?
She is sweet as pie.
I know. That's awesome. So anyways, hopefully that will turn out to be something good. And yeah, like I said, we can move forward to with, you know, finding the end to this, with, Pfizer and now, Moderna. So certainly, in the early stages of some good news there. If you want to catch up on anything you missed, whether it be the time traveler caught in a painting from the 1860s to Florida's fixation with damn electric poles to Craigslist misconnections that was just full-on bizarre.
Glass eyes and puke in the purse.
There you go. Yeah. You can catch up on the podcast. We got that for you up at WDJX.com. Click listen. That'll about do it for us. Tomorrow it's Throwback Thursday. It's the last Throwback Thursday before Thanksgiving, so we can roll in on that knowing that, and more opportunities for you to get in on the Chopper Shopper and all that stuff. All right, have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX.
Brand new episode. Brand new episode.